Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your instructions here in the Word, Father God, through Paul to young Timothy. And we thank you. We thank you for understanding, and we thank you for encouragement here this morning again, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. We're going through 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and it's touching there on attitudes and actions that are not in line with godliness, not in line with faith, not in line with being in Christ. And so the law is brought in there, and this is addressing the woman. And the whole thing is so that everyone can be consistent to faith, consistent to love, consistent to purity, godliness. So everyone's been taken out of ungodliness, out of fear, and we now in godliness. And so here's just the instruction of what is the aim of the church, and the aim of Jesus for each and every one of us, looking to him, listening to him, walking with him. And we can see it in 1 Peter chapter 3 and from verse 3. And this is specifically speaking to women, but it's also nice for us men, as we listen to this, we can remember that we are also the bride. We are the bride of Christ. So the bride, just as a woman is subject to her husband, we as the bride, men included, are subject to Jesus. He's the head of this body. He's the head of us called out ones. He's the author of our faith. He gives us what is right. He gives us what is godly. He gives us what is of the new creation, because all it counts is being a new creation. So we can read here from 1 Peter chapter 3, from verse 3.
Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening.
Hallelujah. And as you can see, you know, we've the picture this morning going together with the scripture, with this word, is we've taken out of Galatians, where you become true children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And you now must immerse yourself into faith, into what is made available to us in Christ Jesus. Because in Christ, there's no male or female. There's no Jew or Gentile. We're all one. So this is what the encouragement in Timothy is to get people towards that thinking, that attitude, and those godly actions. So it's so wonderful. Also, we can see in other scriptures that all that counts, now that everything has been done for us to wake up, come out of fear into faith, come out of lies into truth, is to take hold of the truth. Yeah, hold on to being a new creation. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. And then as a new creation, you behold what is new. So you're tapping into the newness of God every day, because you've got to walk, and every day there is a belief to be had, and there's a walk to be done in Christ. And this is why we draw close, like this morning again, to be new creations, to be encouraged, so as to enlighten others. Amen. And that's why also when we get together, the one has a word, the one has a song. So we've already been encouraged. So the gatherings, the fellowship, the home cell, the church should be a further expression of our love for the Lord, drawing close to him and him drawing close to us. And everyone, it's not just the men or just the pastor, everyone, male, female, Jew, Gentile, young man, old man, must share. The heart should be overflowing with a good theme, so you've got something to bring. So that's what it's all about. It's about taking hold of our salvation, taking hold of the greatness and the goodness that has come, and walking in it and sharing it. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.